Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Grover Hartley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Kress applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Schult who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Bibb Fauck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fauck hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue bunts for a single. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Lind reaches second base with a double. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Schott reaches second base with a double. Lind moves to third. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener strikes out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca is walked intentionally. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 1 in the game. Manish hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Schott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to second. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Fauck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fauck is 0 for 1 in the game. Fauck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartley hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lind hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schott strikes out. One out. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavner takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-2 in the game. McGowan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. McGowan moves to second. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schult is walked intentionally. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McGowan moves to third. Schult moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of McGowan. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hartley hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lind takes first base on ball 4. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Schott hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tavener hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGowan takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 2 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Tavener fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manish moves to third. Johnny Milges now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manish tags and scores. Schult tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Bibb Falk. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hartley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lind is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Porter now playing left field. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tavener bunts towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Milges moves to second. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca is walked intentionally. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Farrell settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Farrell. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGowan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-3 in the game. Manish hits a fly ball into left field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. McGowan moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McGowan moves to third. Schult moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. O'Rourke strikes out. 2 outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 4 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hartley hits a line drive towards third. O'Rourke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Schang pinch hits for Rick Farrell. Wally Schang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schang hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 4 in the game. Stewart bunts towards the mound. Milges fields it and throws to first for the out. Schang moves to second. 1 out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schang moves to third. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Blue moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 4 in the game. Mainisch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Milges's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Schang now catching. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Milges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. O'Rourke bunts towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Lind covering, for the out. Kress moves to second. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-5 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Melillo reaches third base with a triple. Kress scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shang is walked intentionally. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-4 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Shang moves to third. It's 4-2, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to home to get Shang. Stewart moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McGowan hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McGowan. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Averill moves to third. Jack Ogden now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kress. Averill scores. Sewell scores. Morgan moves to second. It's Browns, 4, Indians, 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter is walked intentionally. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Grover Hartley. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Morgan moves to third. 2 outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Myatt moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.